The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An interesting announcement out this morning from Atlantic Lithium. Work is commencing on the Sunni Baraco project. Neil Herbert's here to tell us more.
Thank you, Alistair. Good to be here again. So Sunni Baraco is a license that was issued to us at the end of last year and is part of our ongoing commitment to expand our footprint in Ghana. It's a very significant license area in two ways. One is this is not adjacent to our existing work at Ewoyaa, the mine license where we've been expanding our footprint as well. This area is a good 70 kilometers out to the east, and it is relatively proximate to a known spodumene occurrence that the Geological Survey identified in the 1970s. So we know that there are pegmatites on the property. We think it's got very good potential, obviously a lot of work to be done. But as I say, important for us in terms of our ongoing commitment to expand our license footprint and indeed grow the resource over time far beyond the area around the mine.
So is there a sort of meaningful connection between the project that you're currently about to put into production and this one? Are they going to be sort of joined at the hip, or how separated will they be in the sort of medium to long term?
It's a good question. So there's two ways to look at it in terms of what we might do here. Obviously, if we made a significant new discovery, it may be a mine in its own right. If it's a smaller discovery, what we could potentially do is look to take feedstock from there to our plant at Ewoyaa. So it could add resource. So I think we've spoken about this before, and you know, talking very speculatively, we always thought that we had a good potential to increase the resource from around the 35 million tons we have today. We obviously have a resource update coming out around the mid-year. But we look forward to, in the future, expanding that resource. So eventually we will have a resource, maybe as much as two times what we have today through the exploration work that we're doing, expanding the mine life and potentially expanding production.
So how much of a commitment is this new work going to be as far as time, resources and so forth are concerned?
At this stage, very much with our existing team. There is some expense on the property, but usually the early stages of exploration are relatively inexpensive. And we already have, obviously, a highly experienced exploration team that we're drawing upon under Ewan Williams.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have pretty much demonstrated that you know how to operate in country. I don't think anybody's going to argue about that. So you're kind of set up and ready to do this without too much complication. Once you've made your plans, you know, now you're up and running. Off we go.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we mentioned or I alluded to a moment ago about your in-country activities. You had a big ceremony the other day, I believe, Neil. Tell us about that and what that was all about.
So at the end of last year, we received that mining license. And one of the conditions upon us was to list on the Ghana Stock Exchange. And this is very much under the government's commitment to expand the level of investment in Ghana into mining operations. So providing the opportunity for Ghanaians to invest. We completed that. We had a big ceremony in Ghana. As we commented prior to that, not expecting enormous levels of trading. We got a small start. But over time, I'm expecting the level of interest and the number of shareholders to grow on our Ghana registry. And after we did the ceremony, the following day, we actually did a presentation to all the major pension funds in country. So we had a big event. We presented to them, and they've shown interest in the project. And as we de-risk the project with so many steps coming up, as you know, I do expect to see growing interest in Ghana in what we're doing and growing investment.
Yeah, because as we've talked about before, there is a bit of money in Ghana, isn't there? I mean, it's, let's call it the mining capital of West Africa, amongst other things. And, you know, there are a few pension funds around, so there could be a bit of money coming in from various sources locally.
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, historically they have focused on operating mines for investment, but increasingly encouraged to look at projects in the development stage. So as I say, this is one of the initiatives the government has underway. And we saw that in a very direct way from the government when we agreed at the end of last year that we would have two tiers of investment from the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Ghana, the first of which we completed earlier in the year with investment into Atlantic Lithium. And very shortly, we're expecting to go to the next stage, which is a very substantial investment into the project itself by the Sovereign Wealth Fund. And you will have seen, we also brought on the CEO of the Sovereign Wealth Fund onto the board. So these are all very important steps as we move forward with the project.
Yeah, and there's also a sort of final parliamentary ratification due as well, I believe.
Yes, indeed. So the mining lease is subject to a ratification by Parliament, which is a normal procedure. A number of mining leases are actually up for ratification. So while I don't expect we're going to be the first thing on their agenda by any means, I do expect as we go into the month of June to see that come onto the agenda and we can actually see that ratification done, which is another important step amongst many others, including the EPA and other licensing matters that we worked through. It's all coming together very nicely, though, I must say.
And one thing we haven't touched on at this point is the offtake negotiations. How are they moving along?
So I must say I'm very pleased about how that progress on that particular matter has come forward. So if I had a range of expectations of what we'd be getting out of the process, from what I'm seeing, this would be the very highest end of my expectations. So very pleased how that's going. Obviously, we're looking again to come back and tell people how we're doing with that around mid-year. Very pleased, as I say, very much at the higher end of my expectations of what we would get out of that process. And I think shareholders will be very pleased.
Well, that's very encouraging. So you've mentioned that there's going to be quite a lot of news flow around the mid-year and perhaps into the second half of the year. To wrap it up, perhaps it would be good to have a quick summary of the timetable to production so that investors can be reminded of exactly what the schedule is.
Absolutely. So obviously, we've got a couple of things coming up immediately, which you mentioned, the completion of the second tier investment by the Sovereign Wealth Fund, the ratification by Parliament, and indeed completion of the offtake process and financing, which is a very important part of what we're doing. We have a number of other lesser permitting steps, which are currently ongoing. And what we would expect is in the third quarter of the year that we will bring all of that together and effectively get a mine operating permit, which would allow us to break ground on the project before the year end. We then go into the construction phase next year, and we are targeting first production from the main plant by the mid-2026 year. So a very significant production as well. I think we've talked about this before. It will be the third biggest operating mine for lithium spodumene in Africa, and indeed one of the top dozen in the world.
Yeah, which is why the Ghanaians were so enjoying their ceremony the other day, I suppose.
Yeah, I must admit, it was quite a party, Everybody was there. Everybody was thanking each other, and it was actually a really nice occasion. And we got lots of good press in Ghana, and lots of people expressing their enthusiasm and excitement about what we're doing in Ghana, which is what it's all about.
Well, that's great to hear. We look forward to much more good news in the months and years to come. Neil Herbert, for now, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.